Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's the critically acclaimed mystery thriller, The Retellus Web, from R.A. Ballard, a gripping tale and a page-turning novel as well. Now, the detectives of Lansing Police Department are tracking down the murders of three police officers and one civilian. A cagey killer is one step ahead of them, plotting further killings. While tensions in the Middle East are escalating, the 888th Squadron is called upon to conduct military and covert operations to shut down Iranian ability to conduct war. The American Navy withstood repeated attempts to sabotage Persian Gulf shipping. And in North Korea, while still reeling from the loss of their premier and the investigation of the air attacks on their leader's train, they determined if collaboration with another ally, Iran, is really in their best interest. Stealth and intrigue are the elements of the National Defense Intelligence Service as they strive to control the emergence of another war. The killer plays a cat-and-mouse game with detectives in order to thwart their attempts to apprehend him and find out his motives for the Retellus War. R.A. Ballard, author of The Retellus Web, is our guest on This Week in America. Robert, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
This is really such an exciting book and so many twists and turns and, you know, just in doing a little brief synopsis of the book, so much going on in the course of the book. What was your inspiration to write? Where did these ideas come from?
Well, actually, The Retellus Web is a continuation of the first and second novels. The first novel, Lottery, Equal Sign, The Plan, and then the second one is High Wires. And the basic premise behind this is to, for me, was to develop a series of books that move the characters forward.
And you've done that so well in this book. The book is The Retellus Web. You'll find it available at Amazon at westwoodbookspublishing.com and the bookstore. We'll give you that throughout the program and information, of course, available on our website. When you started out with Lottery the Plan, was it going to be a series at that point, or did it just get to the point where, wow, I've got more stories to tell there, I'd like to develop these characters?
Well, development of Lottery Equals the Plan. I worked for the Michigan State Police, and while I was working with them, I came up with the idea of, if someone wins the lottery, what would they do with it? And the most productive action by anyone who wins the lottery is, you know, to spend the money and do they can.
Yes.
And provide for family and all that kind of thing. But I thought, what if it's the other way around? What if someone decides to take revenge on the people that were wronged in his life? So the idea came up while I was working for the state police, but I couldn't get to it until I retired. And then the High Wires again progress the characters forward again to have them deal with something I was probably more familiar with, which was a terrorist cell. Because working with the Michigan State Police, I was in Homeland Security, I developed exercises that involved terrorism. So that's how that came about. And of course, one of the things I did when I did research before I started the novel is they said the best time to write a book is right after you finish the first one. So that's how High Wires came along.
You know, it's an interesting concept because it's all fresh in your mind. The characters, you're probably going to sleep at night thinking about the characters. So that makes perfect sense wherever that wisdom came from. I think it's quite valid. The Retellus Web is the name of the book by R.A. Ballard. This book and the others, Lottery Equals the Plan and High Wires, available at Amazon, the usual places. Robert's a Vietnam veteran, graduate of Michigan State University, worked in the auto industry, driver education, public transportation, and with, as he said, the Michigan State Police and Homeland Security, so a broad background there. All of that is in your past. The future is writing these remarkable page-turning stories that I'm talking about. Why did you decide to take up writing, and what makes you happy about doing this? I can tell by the writing and the passion you have in talking about it. This really is important to you. What makes you happy? What are you enjoying about being a writer?
Well, the first premise for me was just to see if I could publish a novel. That was the modus operandi for me. And the enjoyment I get is basically developing the characters and looking at them and saying, okay, this is what I want them to say, or this is what I want them to be able to do, as if I were a director looking through a camera.
Ah, okay. And that's interesting, because those are two different things there. And I love how authors are able to incorporate dialogue, because you move the story along by dialogue, or as you said, what they do. How difficult that is to determine, you know, I really don't need them talking here. I can just explain what they're doing and move the story a little bit quicker that way. How difficult is to balance that, the dialogue with the actual action of the book?
Well, the one thing that's most important is you got to keep track of the characters.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, yes.
So it was important that I, as I moved things along, I had to keep what I call a list of events, whereby I could check back and see what did I do with that character, and I had it listed chronologically as the novel moved along.
You know, and I can understand that there are a lot of moving parts, because the book does move along, and to keep it all straight, when you started the story, let's take the Retalis Web, your most recent, R.A. Ballard, our guest on the program, the author, when you started this, did you have a pretty strict outline of where you were going to go, or is it one of those where, let's sort of see where the characters take me in the storyline?
Well, after finishing the first novel, and what's interesting, too, you got to understand is my title, R.A. Ballard. I did not want to use Robert Ballard because of the cousin Bob, the oceanographer. I did not want people to think he's writing mystery thrillers. So I just used the initials. And then when the first novel was being developed, I did not at that time know I was going to do a second one. But once I finished it, I had to come up with an idea of where I was going to take the characters and what they were going to do. So, again, with Retalis Web, I wanted to move them along and involve myself in some current events where I could adjust and develop more characters. Now, the Retalis Web was probably the hardest thing for me to do because, first of all, law enforcement, I tried to get local, and you got to realize that LAPD Detective Squad is fictional, all right?
Yes,
so
yes.
I basically made that up because I could not get the local police to answer questions that I needed to do help me with the characters. So I made it up. And, of course, I'm a big fan of Law and Order, and so I kind of reflect back sometimes of what I watched and what I saw. And it kind of helped a little bit, but the Retalis Web, I wanted it to be a cat and mouse type novel.
And it is, and that puts more pressure on you to try to keep the story moving with sort of these unexpected twists and turns. Again, how difficult is that? And you say you've got the board there and you're sort of keeping track of what's going on, but that would have to be a mental challenge for you to make sure that, okay, I didn't just write this character into a corner here. I still have the flexibility to write this. Talk about the challenges of doing this, because, as I say, you got a lot of moving parts here.
Right. And the what I would sometimes do in the middle of the night, I would be thinking about the characters and all of a sudden get an idea, and then I would jump out of bed and either write it down or I'd go right directly to the computer and bang out a page or two.
Ah, yes.
And that happened, to be honest with you, quite frequently as I tried to, and the thing of it is, I physically couldn't write every day, but I found out that the best way to, for me, was to give it a little time between writings. So I didn't push myself hard, but I did want to keep the characters moving. I was a big fan of David Baldacci.
Oh, yes.
Read many of his books, and one of his real assets was to keep the book moving, not let it stagnate in one particular spot. So that's why you'll see me jump around to different events rather than just sticking with one particular topic.
What advice would you have for someone like yourself that has wanted to write? You're in a position now where you can write. Certainly being retired, if you get a thought at 3 o'clock in the morning, you can get up and spend an hour at the computer because you don't have to be on the, you know, commuting into work at 7:30 in the morning. So you've got the flexibility to do that. But I love it where if the story's not there, I'm not going to force it. Would that be something you would tell a younger writer? Don't set aside a certain time every day and write whether you feel like writing or not.
Yes, because what I found is that a certain series of actions may take you several, even hours, to run through that particular action, but then it'll end, and then that's where you decide, okay, I'm going to stop right there, and wait, and let's see where I want to go now. Because the thing of it is, writing has been a real experience, and then I never really envisioned it being a particular area of what this could become.
Yes. Well, it's become a series that R.A. Ballard, Robert, has on our program, talking about on the program today. The most recent is The Retalis Web. His first one was Lottery Equals The Plan, and then High Wires. You'll find those at AmazonBooks.com. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The Retalis Web, for example, you'll find also at WestwoodBooksPublishing.com in their bookstore. And again, we've got all that information. So it's you go there, link on directly, get all the information on the books. This is a series. What are you working on now? A continuation of the storyline?
Yes. The next book, it's been titled Goliath's Breath. Remember the giant Goliath?
Oh, yes.
The main character is 7'4". So I basically am under construction right now. I'm about halfway through it, I guess. And it's it deals with an abduction and human trafficking.
Interesting. You have such great topics that you weave into the stories. R.A. Ballard, our guest, a few minutes left on the program, going by so quickly. Talk a little bit about what this has been like for you in writing. You've got the writing part of it, and then after it's written, you've got to go back, you got to do the editing, you've got to do then the marketing. Programs like this, but getting out there and talking about it and relying on people to publish your book and do that as well. What's this whole experience been like when you wrote the first book, Lottery Equals the Plan, and it's published? Did it go like you thought it was going to, or were there a lot of surprises along the way?
I would say there's a lot of surprises along the way because, first of all, I'd never done it before, so I really didn't know the procedure. And the biggest thing I learned from the first one is You as an author need to control that process.
Yes. That it's so important, and I hear that so often, especially with the first time, because you're not quite sure what to expect. It is your creative work that you're dealing with, and you need to guide that process as it's going to publication and getting out into the in the public hands. The Retalis Web by R.A. Ballard, our guest in the program, in talking about the book. You mentioned before, you sort of, as you're going through the storyline, looking at it through the prism of a director who's directing a TV series or a motion picture, a fan of Law and Order, you mentioned. I see this being a TV series. Would you like to see this in video format of some kind?
It's probably the biggest recognition I could get.
Well, it's got all of the elements there, and you're working on the new book. I got a minute or so left here. Tell me a little bit about the research that goes into that. I know the background in Homeland Security gave you a lot of ideas for the Retalis Web. How important is it to come up with a good storyline, but make it plausible as well?
Well, one of the things that I tried to do was do the research on particular locations, for instance, dealing with military hardware. In fact, I was kind of surprised that especially after High Wires, that I didn't get a knock on the door from the government, because I was basically researching military of North Korea and Iran, and so I've curiously thought that it was kind of funny at the time, but the thing is, research to me was more important, because I wanted to be accurate on certain things like weapons.
Yes.
All right, aircraft, and how far they go with their range, you know, that type of thing, because I felt it was really needed to be part of the story.
Well, it's so well done and woven into the story. Our guest on the program has been R.A. Ballard, not to be confused with Robert Ballard, the oceanographer. This is R.A. Ballard. If you're looking to find the book, Googling, do R.A. Ballard, and that's B-A-L-L-A-R-D. This book is The Retalis Web. Now, he's written two other books in the series, Lottery Equals the Plan, and High Wires. Those are available to usual places as well. Coming up, Goliath's Breath. When do you think that'll be available?
I'm intending to get it done before the end of the year.
Oh, fantastic. And that'll be here before you know it, the way this year is going. It's amazing. We do nothing, but the year is going by so quickly. So we'll be watching for that and hopefully have a chance to talk about that as well. You'll find the Retalis Web and the others available at Amazon, Amazon.com. Just look for the Retalis Web, R.A. Ballard, the author. WestwoodBooksPublishing.com in their bookstore as well. And you can link on directly to all of these by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Robert, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. A job well done with the books in the series. Looking forward to reading and having a chance to talk about Goliath's Breath. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You're welcome.
We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.